Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here's the deal of the day. Zigzag across the Erie Canal on zip lines at speeds up to 40 miles an hour for half the price. Only on the Niagara Zipper. Kids and adults save 50% on the Niagara Zipper Adventure. I can't read this. Without laughing, it's a great thing. The title is a little unfortunate, but it's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. And I'm thinking, now, Buzzy, you're of dating age. What if you said to your girlfriend, honey, for tonight, why don't we have some pizza, and then we'll go on a Niagara Zipper adventure? What kind of reaction do you think you'd get?
I'll have to run that by her just to get the reaction.
Just to see what she says, yeah.
I mean, a nice weekday zipper adventure? Come on.
Exactly. Who doesn't like a zipper adventure during the week? I'm thinking, you know, you don't want to save it up for Saturday night after bowling.
What about Eric Von Zipper from the old Beach Blanket movies?
Oh, that's right. We can't forget that. Here is a text. Nothing new or profound with these people. Committed to socialism, just a continuation of Obama agenda. They must be stopped. Trump needs to be voted in again, and it's going to get ugly. I absolutely agree. I wish I could disagree, but I can't. I think they're totally underestimate the roots of America, and we don't cotton to that stuff. You're welcome here if you're here legally, but you don't come in here and dump all over us and expect no criticism. And with criticism comes conflict, and with conflict comes problems.
I want to point out to our audience the mindset of the left. Yesterday, we had a good laugh in here, the three of us, with the tweet that some disguised name, by the way, WBEN White Supremacist Radio.
Oh, really?
It's time to stop the hate. We are the ones that are promoting hate, and we are White Supremacist Radio. Can you believe that?
They're doing the oldest trick in the book. They're positioning. They're positioning us with what you just said. So we have to spend time saying we're not what they say we are. See? It's an old trick. It's worn out, too, I think. Mr. Beamer, another of your Facebooks, then I'll go to the calls.
Yes, we will go with Peter, who says the president...
You're going with Peter?
No, I am going with Peter to start this hour off.
Glad to hear it.
Peter says, the president is pushing back. The radical leftists are trying to destroy what we know as the United States of America and make this a socialist dictatorship. The only problem is the media is full behind them. It's Trump and everyone for themselves.
Let me tell you something. How many times have you thought this? Because I've not heard it expressed publicly. I'll express it publicly myself. I don't think Russia said it. I don't think Tom Barley said it. Let me say it, and hopefully I can take credit for it. Thank God we have Donald Trump now in the presidency. Can you imagine if you had somebody like Mitt Romney in there now with those leftists coming in like a cavalry charge at the old Corral? I mean, really.
No, we'd have open borders already.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a guy who's standing up for us. He's standing up for our country, and I'm saying go for it.
Mitt Romney, if Mitt Romney was president, this would have been his second term, and this came at him. He would have been as apparent as he was the last two weeks of the election in 2012.
Yeah, they're not all fighters, you know, because they run for president or they even make president. Trump is a fighter, and I'm glad he is. Let's go to Paul in Middleport. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sandy.
Hi, Paul.
It's amazing to me how we all have two eyes, but we cannot see, and we have two ears, and we cannot hear. I'll give you the two eyes, immigration and income tax fraud. Just a minute, ABC. I'll give you my sources first. You got Senator Louie Gohmert, you got Lou Dobbs, you got the Fox News Network, you got News America, America One Online, okay? It's all reporting the same thing. this Omar here may be guilty of immigration fraud and income tax fraud.
Yes, we've heard that.
Yeah, the story is that she married her own brother to get over here, and that she also filed a joint return with the current man that she's living with that's not her husband. Now, here's a sitting member of Congress not knowing that you can't file a joint tax return with somebody you're not married to.
Yeah, if that can be proven, she should be charged, and the procedure should begin.
Right, and when ABC News reports that Donald Trump's speaking against four people who are American citizens, wait a minute, one may not be. She might have got a residency, but it's an immigration fraud, then she got here illegally.
All right, give us something to think about and chew on and move on with. Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Oh, Sandy, you are just such a breath of fresh air in this unbelievable, oppressive weather that we have here in Buffalo. Don't you hate it?
Oh, yes. Large men hate it. Go ahead.
Love it. Hey, a couple things. The old days when you guys used to run around, you and Dan, run around and do basketball.
Sure.
With all in the old days, you'd go to high schools and do basketball games.
Yeah, the KB Yo-Yos, yes.
Yeah, oh my God, I went to a few of those. They were great.
We had a good time, and we usually sold out the gyms. There'd be 2,000, in a big school, there'd be 2,000 people there.
Absolutely. Loved you guys back then and as today. But another thing, too, how about, just a side note, how about your buddy from Road Track? I haven't heard years on that. Did he pass? He must have passed.
Yes, Brock Yates.
What a class act.
You know what was really sad? I mean, anytime somebody that we love and are prominent pass, we like to reflect on it. He not only passed, but he had Alzheimer's. And it was a long goodbye, as it was said.
Bye.
Yeah, so he had such a brilliant mind, and it was not available to his family and friends for the latter part of his life.
Oh, my mom, too, and that for years, and that we took care of her. If you change your parents' diapers, it changes you, believe me. I mean, that really brings...
Yeah, it's sad. Brock Yates was a champion for us.
Great guy. I used to love when you used to air, talk with him on the air and that.
Sure.
With automobiles, American classic art. But quick statement. I think, the animus that is being created out there with this absolutely, if you want to say, myopic media, just unbelievable, the support, the underground support, the alt-left support. They doesn't matter. What do you think this Epstein? Epstein is portrayed as a bad guy. Okay. Do they care? No, they don't care. The focus is how can we get to Trump through this?
Yeah, all it is fuel for them. They don't care about the humanity part. It's all fuel. Is it something that the general public would not like? Okay, let's tag it on Trump and see if we can make it fly.
Absolutely. It's just, and it's funny because I believe like you, I got a hold of, I was talking to Tom yesterday without David, but the aspect that, if I asked you right in front of everybody, do you hate anybody? You'd have to say no because... you don't. I mean, who the hell really hates anybody?
And who holds a whole group accountable?
Oh, my God, it's crazy. These girls, they call them the squad, and then they call them the freshmen.
Yeah, I'm calling them the four freshmen, yep.
Four freshmen. I like to call them the four horsemen. Not the horsemen, but the horses' asses.
Well, that would certainly seem to fit. You have welcome to add your own adjective day.
Yeah, but
all right.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. I'll tell you a story. It's often interesting on how our life experiences come back and we get to relive them. All right. When I was in Texas programming WBAP, in Dallas, WBAP, just a monster radio station, covered 32 states and just dominating at the time. One night, it was a Sunday night, I got a call from my night guy, who was Bill Mack. Bill Mack is a Hall of Fame disc jockey, and everybody knows who Bill Mack is. And he called me and said, what are you and Susan doing? I said, nothing. He said, why don't you come over to the house? He said, Merle Haggard's here. I said, really? He said, yeah, he's here, and he wants our input on something. So we got dressed because we were, like, not ready to go out. And we got dressed and went over. And there was Bill Mack and his wife and Merle Haggard and Leona Williams. He was only married to Leona short time, and this was part of that short time. So you got Merle and Leona and Susan and I. Okay, he had just finished a studio album, and he had it with us. With him, and he wanted our opinion on the cuts on the album because, BAP, a major station, and we know country music inside and out, so he wanted our opinion of what should be a single and which one has legs and whatever. Bill and I both picked this song. It's from the Big City album. That's what it became named as, the Big City album, and we both picked this song. Little did we know that this song, years later, would mean so much. I want you to listen to the lyrics of Merle Haggard, a true American patriot, and his words that echo today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Did he nail that one?
I think so. And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint. Bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook, still would. Best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good?
Not if we have any say. Come on, Merle!
I'll be rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag of liberty. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. For the flag, and let's all ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Merle Haggard, so there, he put a shiny face on the end of it, but boy, did he nail it with that. That's from the Big City album, but what a kick it was to be sitting there, and he was playing it. He was the disc jockey. He was playing it for Bill and myself and our wives, and when he played that song, it had the same reaction with Bill as it did with me. It was very powerful, and still is, and that was years ago, of course. Merle is now gone. Yes.
He died on his birthday.
I didn't know that.
Merle Haggard died April 6th, the same day he was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But he was a very nice guy to talk to and listen to, and he and Bill were old friends. In fact, the biggest names in country music used to come to our station with a guitar and just sit down and either plug it in or go acoustic and just do a shtick with the disc jockeys. It was really good, especially if you're a country fan like I am. Okay, Beamer, you've got a couple more to get us to news, a couple more of your Facebook entries.
Yeah, we will go with Tom, who's a top fan on Facebook. We appreciate that.
Wait a minute. You were going with Peter. Now you're going with Tom.
Well, I have to go with someone different.
That's too timing.
Yeah. Are you seeing other callers or other posters?
Well, you know, when you have that top fan on top of your status, I have to give you preference. I'm sorry.
All right. Lay it out. What do you got?
So Tom says, I love the president's comments. He never mentioned race. He never mentioned gender. He mentioned their policies. And that's what this is all about. They want the left. I'm sorry. The left wants to bring up race because they have no comeback for the policy, and these four freshmen have awful policy that will ruin the country we've come to love.
It's almost like it's like a horror movie where politically, of course, talking about political horror, where all of a sudden they're at the gates, they're storming the gates, and we can see it happening in front of us. I hope we react quickly enough, or you don't want to be, like Merle Haggard just said, running downhill like a snowball headed to hell. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is the deal of the day. Zigzag across the Erie Canal. Speeds of up to 40 miles an hour for half the price. Only on the Niagara Zipper. Niagara Zipper Adventures is today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. We got a little Dave Saunders got a hold of you, Tony. And
yeah, he said stop stealing our format at WXRL.
I love their classic country format. I really do.
Yeah.
I know it all. I've been a country fan since I was old enough to turn a radio on, so that's good. No, Dave, we'll enjoy listening to you. We will not try and steal your format, but that's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
I love the good times really over for good. Let's see, what do we have? Mr. Beamer, give me if you would, a Facebook, and then I'll do one from the phones here.
Brandon says, many, many people who disliked the idea of a President Trump expressed now when he suggests it, somehow, it's racist.
That's true. And how many of those loudmouth celebrities have left? None. I'm saying none.
Hypocrites.
Yeah, they're all, if he wins, we're leaving the kind of, oh, please.
Talk, no action.
Yeah, you know why you're not leaving? Because you recognize this is the best, even if you don't want to say it. So they are yap, yap, yap. But when it comes time to actually go for it, you're missing in action. M-I-A.
The left loves to point out racism. They want to portray America as a racist country. Wherever I go, I see black and white people getting along wonderfully. I don't see signs of it. Is there racism? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not that naive. But for the most part, I don't think it's as big as the left likes to portray it.
Here is a text. I would love to call in, but I'm at work. And a lot of my fellow workers listen to this station. Let's just say Lewiston, New York has a lot of people on board with you guys. Well, good, because I think it's important to get the information out there. And the only way we can do it is go on the air and hoping that you pick it up and pass it to your friends and neighbors. Let's go to Jane in Amherst. Jane, you're on WBEN.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Jane. What do you have for us?
Great. Well, I just want you to know, I want you to live forever. I appreciate all that you do every day, and I can't wait to hear the introduction in the morning while I'm making my coffee.
Oh, how sweet of you. Thank you. We'll have coffee together again tomorrow morning, Jane.
Yes, we will. If anybody wants to make money out there, here is a great idea. Make a T-shirt, and this is what it says. Congress, please tax Amazon, Google, Facebook. There you go. You'll be rich overnight.
There's a lot of question about those big online companies and maybe future legislation. You may be right about that.
Yeah. So I admit I'm addicted to the Drudge Report. And this morning, it got me all nervous and upset. And I'm calling to gripe about it.
What did they get you upset about?
Well, scrimped and saved for the last 18 years to invest money in my daughter's 529 education savings account.
Okay.
By the way, Rick Edelman, who is on your network,
right?
He pushed those for 18 years on the benefit of saving taxes. Well, Congress this May, it was never reported upon until Drudge put it up. It's in the first caller, like a couple titles down, saying that Congress wants to tax those 529 savings accounts. And it's embedded in a congressional act called, oh my God, SECURE, SECURE 2019. Well, there might be a lot of good things in it, except for that. And so the article is warning that Congress is like a very small margin. It more like two or three voted more against it than for it, but it was a split down the middle, and it's in danger. So basically, if I do the right thing, I scrimp, I save, I plan for the future, Congress wants to steal the tax benefit from.
Well, look, they severely limited the tax deductions for your house on a national basis this past year or two. And wherever they can get their hands on some extra revenue, they're going to do it. But anything like that, you said 18 years, I think anything that like that should be grandfathered in. So that is not part of any new legislation.
Yes. So this is the deal. The way Congress works is they are very sneaky. They'll sneak in a little stipulation, and so I wanted to make a request in the future. Since you have such a very knowledgeable listening audience, if you throw out the question and say, you know, every 10 days or every 2 weeks, we're going to throw out the question to the audience: what is Congress doing for us and against us?
That's a very good question. They're supposed to be working on our behalf. Sometimes I think they're working on their behalf. I'm great that you're an activist. I really like that. Let's have coffee again tomorrow, and feel free to call, and good luck with that. We'll keep our eye on it, too. Thank you, Jane. Very, very nice. Yeah, if you were a dedicated saver for your child's education, and how do you feel about them maybe pulling the rug out from under you by saying, oh, yeah, by the way, this is taxable. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, next up, what do you have for us on Facebook?
All right. Ken says, Trump has those communists so livid they can't speak coherently. Anytime he says something they don't like, he's the racist. As I mentioned earlier, last week, Nancy Pelosi was the racist. And 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden was the racist. Everyone is just a racist.
Wait a minute. I've come up with a good game. Every once in a while, I come up with a great idea. How about this? It's a game where it's a big board game and it has a dial, which you hit the dial and it goes around and around. On the outskirts of the board and the perimeter of the boards are different people whose names and faces we know. And you spin the dial, and you find out which is the racist. It's a who's the racist game.
Hmm.
You like that?
Yeah.
And we'll put black people in there. We'll put white people in there. Brown people in there. We'll have everybody in there. And then at least we'll know according to our it's like a Ouija board. According to our Ouija, boom, and you spin it. So and so is a racist. See, if you're going to trivialize racism, let's go all the way. Let's make it a game, shall we? Because people don't seem to realize how important that we keep our eye on anti-racism, that we don't allow it to creep into our society. But if you're going to be stupid about it, let's at least make some money while we're doing it.
How about a drink every time a Republican is referred to as a racist?
Oh, you'd need Uber and Lyft and
I'd like to come into work the next day, Tony.
You need a coma.
Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBN. The four freshmen, that's what I'm calling the four women who are, there's four of them and they are freshmen. And they're very loud and obnoxious most of the time. And let's go back to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
I'm calling them Horse Mouth and the Hotheads. Or a band.
That's good. That would be a good alternative band.
No, I'll tell you what. I was going to bring up the thing about Omar marrying her brother and then remarrying somebody else. But that's obviously been covered already. But, you know, with the left, it's like fourth grade here. It's like whoever smelt it, dealt it. Because everything that they accuse us of being, you know, against religion, against freedom of speech, you know, hate, racist, all these things is really what they are. You know, every time somebody gets caught up in some sort of sex scandal, it's the left. Every time there's legit, I mean, if black people want to know who's keeping them down, it's not white people, it's Democrats. And I'll be brief because I know you only got a little bit of time. I wanted to, and I'm not picking on Dan. I just wanted to pass this along to him. You know, whether he identifies with them or not, they hate you for being white. They hate your kids for being white. They hate your granddaughter for being white. They hate you for having a pension, for having a house, for, you know, everything that you stand for. They can't stand you, and you align yourself with these people, and they don't like you no matter how much. You're never going to give enough to satisfy these people, because all they want to do is get rid of the country, shape it to whatever image they think it's supposed to be so they can take power and treat the rest of us like garbage and eradicate what is a great nation and what is a great country and the history of it. I'm telling you, a good old-fashioned civil war might be exactly what we need. I'm not advocating for it, but I will say this. If we did have a civil war, that'd get rid of all these Mexicans because they won't fight for their own country, so the damn sure ain't going to fight for ours.
Well said, Terry, and I'll say I've never felt threatened internally in the United States, but now I think it's beginning to creep up as to where this plot is going. So thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. How about you guys? I've never had the thought of, gee, what happens if something overwhelms our government and suddenly we're on the wrong side of the vote or anything else. But now I see it creeping that way. And I think what they don't see is the rest of us going the other way. And I think we're substantial, and I think we would stand up for what we want to keep.
I think the left is really misjudging, and they're not reading the room, as you would say. I believe more and more people are switching or moving closer to the right than they are to the left. I remember years ago reading that it was a 26% of America identified as liberal, 24% conservative, the rest obviously in the middle. I think those demographics has changed. I think the higher percentage now is leaning towards conservative, especially when looking at how far left the Democrats have gone, to the point where most people, most sane people, believe that the Democrats have lost their mind.
The things that I hear, I have to hear them again to remind myself that these are real. They're almost cartoonish. I mean, when somebody suggests that they want to get rid of all airplanes, I mean, what? Huh?
They want open borders. They want to take your guns away. You shouldn't have a right to own a gun. People shouldn't need ID to vote.
And let me ask you.
These are the things that they're throwing out there. It's downright scary.
Let me ask you. What dumb fool are they going to send to collect our guns?
It was funny. I saw a tweet, and I don't know if it was from Nate McMurray from Grand Island or another Nate McMurray, but the only reason why I saw it was because Ben Shapiro had a hilarious response. It says, "I'm coming for your guns."
Oh, really?
And he says, "Oh, I suppose he's going to show up unarmed."
Yeah.
That was Shapiro's response, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Remember the Nate McMurray who said that he's not that far liberal. He actually supports gun rights. And now, if you've read him on Twitter, even if that wasn't him, if you read some of the stuff Nate McMurray's been putting on Twitter, he challenges these four lunatics for very far leftists.
Oh. Well, what do you think? Do you feel any internal threat? You're a young guy. You haven't had a lot of time on the planet, but
well, to this point, and this might have to do with my being, as you said, not so much time on the planet. I think they're, as Tony said, all talk, no action. I think they talk a big game, but they would never be able. You know what I mean? If it came past talk,
yeah.
I don't feel very threatened. And it seems like if you look at the approval rating of the president, if you look at these four congresswomen's approval rating, most of the nation has woken up. What we call woken up. And, you know, I think the more they talk, it might sound dangerous because in their world, there's no such thing as illegal immigrants. In their world, anyone could
just come on in.
Just come on in, and the next day they can collect any program they want, any government program they need to leech off of. But you know what? The more they talk, the better Trump looks.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
The media can say whatever they want about these tweets. And notice the press conference the president gave yesterday is getting no airplay. They cut one part out, like they always do. One part out of context is all they've played this morning. It's been in our raps. It's been on CNN all morning. They're not playing the true thing. But you know what? I think people are starting to wake up and realize no matter what Trump says, if the media doesn't like it, if the Democrats don't like it, it's racist. And the more they use that word racist, a word that should hold some weight, and in 2019 holds no weight, the more people are waking up and saying, we are done with this BS.
I like to quote Admiral Yamamoto, the Japanese admiral in charge of the attack on Pearl Harbor, okay? He didn't really want to do it, but, you know, he had to fall in line and do it, and he did it. But then he said something which was so prophetic. He said, "I am afraid we have awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve." Because he knew once you awaken the United States of America, there was nobody, even then in the 40s, that could stand up with us. And we were weaker then than we are now militarily. They had to build up in a hurry, but luckily we had the ability to do it. But you don't want to awaken that sleeping giant because it's not going to be nice. It's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be clean. It's going to be nasty, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I wish there was another way to do it, but I get more and more impressions that the real people, the average people you see in the supermarket and driving down the highway, aren't going to put up with this. We're really not.
No, they respect the flag. They respect our armed forces. They respect police. They respect first responders.
You come into our country and tell us we don't know what we're doing, why the hell are you still here then? Go somewhere where they know how to do it better than we do. I don't know where that would be, but if you want to do it, do that. It's our country. It's your country, too. And you certainly have a right to make it better in your mind, but hopefully it's more well thought out than the bleatings we've been getting from these four. All right, that about wraps it up. I thank you. Merle Haggard thanks you. I love that song. Now I'm going to be singing it all day. Okay, see you tomorrow, and I'll have a coffee with that lovely lady right at 9 as the theme begins on News Radio 930 WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.